阿门。
阿门。
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始祷告会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our prayer session.
唱诗232。
Let us sing hymn 232.
圣经，我们再来祷告。
Let us reference a Bible
section. 请看《哥林多后书》。
Let us turn to Second Corinthians chapter.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter five.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter five.
十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Philip, next. 这里讲啊，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Here he says that all things have passed away and all things have become new.
这是我们信耶稣的一个盼望。
And this is a hope in believing in Christ Jesus.
当我们信仰不断在成长，我们会体会到很多新的事情。
When our faith keeps on growing, when we will experience new things.
我们会看到很多新的事情。
We will see new things.
我们会得到很多新的事情。
And we will receive a lot of new things.
那这个就是信仰的一种吸引力。
And so this is attraction of faith.
为什么有人信到信耶稣信到最后不信了呢？
Why is it that some people abandon their faith in the end?
就是他没有看到新的事情。
Because they have not seen new things.
为什么有的人信仰觉得不会很宝贵呢？
How come some people think that faith is not a precious thing to them?
因为他没有体验到新的事情。
Because they have not experienced new things.
所以信仰如果一直去追求，
So if we keep pursuing faith,
我们看到新的，得到新的，体验到新的，
We will see new things and we will have new things and we will experience new things.
这个信仰是活的，
And this faith is living.
那要怎么样有新的呢？
How do we have a new faith?
说在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And Here it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所谓新造的人，就是有神的形象的人。
If a person is a new creation, that means that this person has the image of Christ.
跟主耶稣一样。
And that is the same as Christ of Jesus.
那要在基督里才能够做新造的人。
In order for a person to be a new creation, one has to be in Christ.
我们第二点要来查考，在基督的灵里面做新造的人。
And our second point is that we need to be a new person within the Spirit of Christ.
也就是住在圣灵的充满之下，在圣灵的引导之下。
And that is we dwell within the Holy Spirit, and we are guided by the Holy Spirit.
我们就做新造的人。
Then we will become new creation.
那旧事已过，都变成新的。
And all things have passed and new things have come.
好，我们现在来看约翰福音十四章。
Let us turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十六节。
Verse
16. 十四章十六节。
John chapter 14 verse 16.
我要求父，父就赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
And verse 16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever.
十七节。
Verse 17.
就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不能看见他，也不认识他。
The Spirit of Truth, verse 17, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't now receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him.
这里主耶稣说要给我们一个保惠师，英文New King James, 叫做 helper。Helper 也叫做帮助者，叫他永远与我们同在。
Here that Jesus wants to give us the Holy Spirit, which is translated to helper.
所以这个得圣灵就是有一个帮助者与我们同在，就这个帮助者就是圣灵。
And to have the Holy Spirit is to have this helper with us, abide with us.
那这个圣灵怎么帮助我们呢？
How does the Holy Spirit help us?
有两点十四章跟十六章也讲到两点。
There are two points mentioned in chapter 14 and 16.
这个下面一句就是真理的圣灵。
And the next sentence is the Spirit of Truth.
然后我们再看十六章。
Let's look at chapter 16.
十二节。
Verse 12.
我还有好些事告诉你们，你们现在不能担当不了。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来引导你明白一切的真理。
Verse 12, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
所以这个得圣灵，如果被圣灵充满了，圣灵就带领我们进入真理里面。
So if we have the Holy Spirit, and this Holy Spirit will guide us into the truth.
那真理是什么？
And what is the truth?
真理就是绝对的标准。
And truth is the ultimate standard.
就是耶稣本身。
And that is Christ Jesus himself.
就是神的话。
And that is the words of God.
那这样有什么对我们有什么产生什么变化呢？
How does this transform us?
有一次我到一个地方去。
One time I went to a place.
那个教务负责告诉我他们教会的进步。
And this board member told us the progress of his church.
那个教会大概差不多60个人。
There's about 60 members in that church.
也有台湾去的。
There are people from Taiwan,
马来西亚去的,
from Malaysia,
香港去的,
and from Hong Kong,
中国大陆去的,
and from mainland China,
有当地土生土长的,
and there are also people who were born in the US.
那个是在90年代,
and that was in the 90s.
他说很难开会也很难查圣经。
It is hard to have meeting together, and it is also very hard to have Bible study together.
因为大家观念都不一样。
Because everyone think very differently.
那一查考亚伯兰献独生子。
And if they were studying the only son of Abraham,
有人说说绝对不可能，怎么神要人把他孩子杀掉呢？
And some people thought it was quite, not it was quite absurd that God would want to kill the only son of Abraham.
就变起来了。
And so they started to argue.
观念差很多。
Because they had different concepts.
那讨论教会的事情也是这样，观念差很多。
And when they were discussing church matters, it's also they also had were very opinionated.
后来呀，联总就帮助他们。
And later on, General Assembly helped us, or International Assembly.
就每年呢、啊，派几第一次的工人去。
And every year they would send different holy workers there.
就是做一件事情。
Just to do one thing.
就是开。圣经讲习会
and that is to have these workshop of the truth
还有带领他们祷告
and to guide them to pray
那时候有一次有一个被安排引家庭聚会
and one time there was a member who was assigned to lead the family service
那负责人说怎么祷告这么久还不停
and so the person in charge said why did we pray for so long and didn't stop praying
那个是第一次联会的
that was the first leading
结果祷告祷告半个钟头
and when they prayed they prayed for half an hour
你想想看、哦、家庭聚会、哦、没有摇钟可以祷告半个钟头很少、啊、你这个大部分就是你不要摇钟自己都停了
if you think about it for family service usually people don't pray for 30 minutes and people actually end the prayer before that
那就是这样因为在神的圣灵常常一直祷告然后一直查考神的话所以这个想法就越来越一样
And because of their getting together and then studying the Bible and praying together, they slowly have similar concepts and thinking.
后来我发现那个教会是那个地区里面最和睦的一间教会。
And later on, they became the most harmonious church among all different churches.
所以这个教会要和睦，当然人要沟通了，但是除了沟通不够了。
And of course, if in order for a church to get along with each other for the members to get along with each other they have to communicate
因为有时候人跟人合不来是观念不一样
because sometimes people don't get along they have different concepts
那这个旧事要让它过去
and we have to throw away the old things
那怎么让教会能够合一
so how do we unite the church
当然除了要讲爱心之外
other than talking about love
就是要强调祷告
And that is, we need to emphasize on prayer.
在圣灵的带领下，深入的查考神的话。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we study the words of God.
当每一个人的心都进到神的话里面，就合一了。
When everyone's heart has entered into God's word, then everyone will be united as one.
因为真理是不会改变的。
Because truth does not change.
那有时候这个原则也适用家庭。
And of course, this principle also applies to families.
这个家庭当然两代之间要沟通了。
There might be generation gap, and so there needs to be a lot of communication.
其实哦，如果你家庭很注重祷告
，if the family emphasizes on prayer a lot，
很热心在查考圣经
，and is very diligent in studying the Bible，
那最后你发现父母跟子女根本没有代沟
，then we can discover there's no generation gap between parents and children，
因为你想法都一样，都从圣经来的
，because everyone think alike as a family。
所以。你发现旧事已过，本来那个代沟没有办法沟通，那个都过去了。
And we discover that all things have passed. Before things that could not be communicated, could be communicated now.
新的出现了，你会发现这个家庭啊，大家很同心。
And new relations emerges, and everyone is united as a family.
夫妻也是一样。
Similarly with a couple.
旧事已过，都变成新的。
And all the things have passed, and new things have come.
所以啊，在基督里啊。就变成新造的人
And in Christ everyone's a new creation
什么新造的人
How is a new creation
我们的想法、啊、是跟圣经一样真理化
And our thinking is like alike the truth in the Bible
所以就可以同心了
So we can all be united as one
这非常的可贵
This is something very important, precious.
我们再看约翰福音十六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章。
Let us look at John chapter 16.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益。我若不去，保惠师就不到你这里来；我若去，就差他来。
Verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
好，这里说这个 helper, 这个帮助者，主耶稣去就要把圣灵降下来。
Here it says that after Jesus ascends to heaven, then the Holy Spirit will descend.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他来了就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Oh, convict. Oh, 就所以这个圣灵哦，有一个这个要帮助我们，怎么帮助我们呢？就是 convict. 哦，也就是说会责备我们呢。
And the Holy Spirit will convict us of our sins.
哦，就是不应该做的你去做，圣灵会责备你。
For the things that we should not do, we would not do, because if we do it, then the Holy Spirit would scold us.
那应该做的没有做，圣灵会责备。
What we ought to do, we didn't do, then the Holy Spirit would also give us a hard time.
所以除了真理在我们里面之外，圣灵有一个感动在你里面，然后会感动你的良心，让你的良心责备你自己。
So other than the truth that is in our heart, the Holy Spirit will help and move us and lead us towards the right, correct deeds.
所以到最后，本来我们都是去遵守一些外在的规条。
Originally, we obey the laws and statutes of this world.
那是外在的。
But that is external.
那圣灵在我们里面。
But the Holy Spirit is within us.
让我们良心很清洁。
So that we have pure heart.
很敏感。
And we're very sensitive to sin.
所以我们变成良心在引导我们。
And so our conscience is guiding us.
那这个就一个很大的转变。
So this is a great transformation.
所以一个人哦，没有人看到，你到天涯海角，你也不会犯罪。
And if no one sees you, and no matter where you go, people will not know that you have sinned.
因为里面有一个圣灵在里面。
Oh, if you go anywhere and if you have Holy Spirit, you will not sin no matter where you go.
你不可以做错，圣灵会责备你哦。
You know that you cannot do wrong because the Holy Spirit will serve as a guidance for you.
所以有时候你如果真的圣灵充满的时候，你讲一个谎话，你没有起来悔改，晚上你睡不着觉。
And sometimes if you're moved by the Holy Spirit, if you lie about something, your Holy Spirit will convict you and you cannot go to sleep because you have told a lie.
比方说有几个弟兄，这真实发生的。
There was an incident where a few brothers,
他们就说要挑团契。
And they wanted to have a fellowship.
讲来讲去就开黄色笑话。
And when they were having the fellowship, they actually started talking up about inappropriate jokes.
那其中有一个弟兄他很晚就回家睡觉了。
And so one of the brothers went back home to sleep.
他没有办法睡觉。
Because it was late in the night.
他转去睡不着觉。
But he could not sleep.
他太太问他说，你今天晚上为什么没有办法睡觉？
So his wife said, why can't you go to sleep?
他就跟他讲，在团契大家在开黄色笑话。
And so he told his wife that during the fellowship, they were talking about inappropriate jokes.
他太太就跟他讲，你要起来祷告。
So the wife recommended him to get up and pray and to repent of his sins.
悔改以后就很好睡。
And after he repented, then he could go to sleep.
所以我们要做一个义人。
So we have to be a righteous person.
这个神的形象就是真理的仁义，true righteousness, 真正的义人。
And God's image is a true righteousness.
好像神对亚伯兰要求，你要在我面前做完全人。
Just like God required Abraham to be a righteous person and a perfect person.
那你怎么在神面前做完全的？
So how do we become perfect person in front of God?
圣灵在里面。
And that is Holy Spirit inside us.
你良心不安的时候，你要悔改。
And when our conscience beckons us and troubles us, then we should repent.
那你就调整你的方向。
We need to redirect our steps.
那这样你就在神面前就变成义人。
Then we will become righteous in front of God.
那这个就是新造的人。
And so this is a new creation.
这个非常的奇妙。
This is actually very miraculous.
那这个义人的结果是什么？
What is the result of a righteous person?
以赛亚书告诉我们。
In the book of Isaiah told us,
公义的结果就是平安。
The consequence of righteousness is peace.
如果你真的在神面前没有罪，
If you have no sin in front of God,
那神就与我们同在。
Then God will abide with us.
那神与我们同在，你就不会怕。
And when God abides with us, then we will not fear.
你也不会忧虑。
And we will not worry.
那这个就是平安。
And this is peace.
这个就是新一切都是新的。
And this is new creation.
那以前呢，神没有同在，你会害怕，会忧虑。
But before, when God wasn't with you or abide with you, you worry a lot and you fear.
因为我们活在罪里面。
Because we dwell in sin.
神没有住在我们里面。
And God did not dwell inside us.
圣灵感动。
Holy Spirit moves us.
开始过义人的生活。
And we start, we start leading a different life of righteousness.
然后平安就出来了。
And then peace will come.
所以这个真的很宝贵啊。
So this is something very precious.
那一旦我们尝到这个宝贵，你就不会往后退再去过犯罪的生活。
Once we think how precious this is, then we will not want to go back to our sinful life before.
所以一个人要得到平安，不只是说一直祷告祈求就会有。
So we could see that a person cannot receive peace just by praying and studying the Bible.
要过义的生活。
We have to lead a life of righteousness without sin.
这样我们才会体验得到。
Then we can experience.
有一次在灵恩会啊。
One time during spiritual convocation.
我在休息，我就出去外面走走，不是咱们这些教会啊，其他教会。
It was during break time, and then I went out to take a stroll.
那有一个弟兄就上车开，就要上车要走了。
And there was a brother who went in his car and he started to drive away.
我也不好意思叫他回来，我说这个你的自由。我就问他你要去哪里。
I did not want to tell him to stay because that's his freedom, but I asked him where he was going.
其实他是要回家，他是要去 shopping.
And he wanted to go shopping.
过了一段时间后，我看他开车又回来了。
And a few moments later, he drove back to church.
我后来吃饭，我就问他，你不是走了，怎么又开回来？
And later in the dinner, I asked him, you left, but how come you came back?
他说我一边开，我心里越来越不安了。
He said, I was driving, and my heart, my conscience was worrying me.
大家在敬拜神，我想去 shopping， 不平安，又可跑回来。
Everyone is worshiping God, but here I am driving to shopping mall to shop, so my conscience is not clear.
这个最有力量。
And so there is power in this Holy Spirit.
所以每一个人如果被圣灵充满了，
if we're all filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵就会感动你要做对的事情。
Then the Holy Spirit will help us and move us to do the right thing.
不是外表的一种不可以可以，这个里面在里面最有力量。
And it's not the external things that people can see of whether we should do this or that, but it's an internal power that leads us to do the right thing.
所以在基督的灵里面我们就可以变新人，一个义人。
So in Christ, within Christ, we can become a new righteous person.
然后你就体会到神同在的平安。
Then we will have God's guidance and receive peace.
我们来看路加福音。
Let us turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音。
The book of Luke.
第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
路加第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野40天，受魔鬼的试探。
Verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and being tempted for 40 days.
在这一段圣经里面主耶稣经过三种试探。
And when Jesus came out to preach, he experienced three different temptations.
肉体的情欲。
And that is the temptation of the flesh.
就是魔鬼叫他把石头变成饼。
And that is when Satan asked him to transform rock into stones into bread.
第二个今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
叫他到殿上跳下去。
And ask him to jump down from up the temple,
那神会保守他。
And that God will keep him from harm.
还有眼目的情欲。
And that is the lust of the eyes.
把世界都指给他看。
And he showed Jesus all the glories of the world.
都要给他。
And that if he bowed down to him, he would give him everything.
结果我们看14节。
Let's look at verse 14.
耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍四方。
Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region.
如果我们在圣灵的能充满的能力之下，
and if we are under the power and fulfillment of the Holy Spirit,
那我们就发现要胜过世界并不困难了。
Then we will discover that it's not hard to overcome this world temptation.
那你就发现很自由。
Then we will, you feel free inside.
为什么很自由？
Why do you feel free?
因为你可以胜过他。
Because you can overcome.
胜过他就是不被他捆绑。
To overcome means not to be bound by the temptations.
不自由就是你胜不过，你被他捆绑。
And to not be free is that you're bounded by it and that you are tempted.
所以有一些基督徒过得很辛苦。
Some Christians, they lead a very arduous life.
因为他知道什么是对的。
They know what is right,
但是行不出来。
But they cannot do the right deeds.
他知道什么不对。
They know what is wrong,
但是一直去做。
But they kept doing the wrong things.
所以这样的基督徒是很辛苦。
So it is very hard to be a Christian.
不是他没有心啊。
It's not that this Christian doesn't have heart.
是他没有力量。
But he has no power to overcome.
那怎么办？
So what do we do?
就是要在基督的灵里面被圣灵充满。
And that is to be filled in the spirit of Christ Jesus.
比方说眼目的情欲。
For example, the lust of eyes.
你看现在的电视节目，你把暴力跟色情拿掉，还有几个节目可以看？
And if you take away violence and sexual content, take away these two things, then who's going to watch TV?
连卖车子也要放一个女人穿得很少，那女人跟车子有什么关系？根本就没有关系。
And when people sell cars, they have to have put a beautiful woman next to it. What does a beautiful woman have to do with a car?
不只是 beautiful, 穿得很少。
And this woman is not wearing a lot.
这个就是要利用人性的弱点来吸引人。
And so they're using the shortcomings of humans to tempt humans.
所以，但是当我们被圣灵充满，
But when we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
就很自由。
Then we feel very free.
你就觉得这个根本就不需要看了。
Then we don't even need to look at.
不是你很想看，你不能看。
Not that you want to see it so badly that you look at it.
你觉得这个根本不需要去看。
You feel that you have no need to look at things like this.
这很自由。
So this is freedom in your heart.
像赌博也是一样。
Just like gambling.
你可以到拉斯维加斯去吗？
Can you go to Vegas?
这不是可以不可以，如果不可以，变成你去便犯罪了。
It's not whether you can or you cannot, but if we say you can't, then that means you have sinned.
当圣灵的能力充满在我们里面，
when God's Spirit is filled inside us,
你觉得你不需要，
you feel like you don't need to go to
这个场所，你不需要，
you don't need to go to such an environment.
不是你就很自由了，
so you feel very free.
你根本就不需要，
and you don't need to go.
所以这样呢，我们就发现新的事情。
And so we discover new things.
你会发现啊，我们信耶稣以后啊，本来你很想要，你根本都不需要。
We discover that after we believe in Christ, we don't even need certain things in this world.
本来你每个房间都有电视，现在坏掉也不需要买了。
And perhaps you, the old you, have TV in every room, but after the TV has been damaged, then you don't need to buy a new one.
2004年我搬到这里来的时候，本来一个旧的电视已经坏坏了，就扔掉了。
And when I moved here 2004, I had an old TV. It was almost bad condition, so then I threw away.
现在我家也没有电视。
So I have no TV in my
home. 我觉得好像也没有少什么。
I don't feel like I need it.
那你如果要看新闻，网络上也很多。
If you want to watch the news, the internet has a lot of news.
但现在网络也可以看电视。
And of course, now even with the internet, And you can even watch TV.
所以我们发现啊，在圣灵的能力之下，真的很自由。
We see that under the power of the Holy Spirit, we're actually free.
这是新的生活。
This is a new creation, new lifestyle.
可贵，我们能够胜过试探。
It is very precious that we can overcome temptation.
那在加拉太书里面还讲圣灵的果子。
In the book of Galatians, talks about the fruit of Spirit.
让你多祷告啊，你很多美妙的个性好像结果这样一直跑出来。
And we have all these beautiful characteristics. When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, that keeps sprouting.
那这个果子啊，就是自己可以吃，别人也可以享用。
And this wonderful fruit is enjoyed by both yourself and others.
所以当我们在基督里，我们一直在结这些品德的美果，我们发现自己很好， 跟我们住在一起也不错。
So when we are in God's spirit, then we keep bearing these wonderful fruits enjoyed by everyone.
这是新生活。
So this is a new lifestyle.
好，我们再来看路加福音。
Let us turn back to Luke.
啊，路加福音的二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
二十二章
Luke chapter 22
四十三节
Verse 43
有一位天使从天上加添他力量、啊、这里主耶稣在客西马里面祷告
Here Jesus verse 43 Then an angel appeared to him from heaven strengthening him Jesus was praying in the garden of Gethsemane、
哦、然后天使加添他力量
Then the angel came and appeared to him and strengthened him
那他起来就往钉十字架那条路去了
And he got upAnd he walked towards the road to crucifixion.
最大的善是十字架的救恩。
The greatest good deed is the salvation from his crucifixion. And that is a bitter cup.
主耶稣啊，被圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
加添力量，神加添他力量。
And God gave him strength.
这他就可以面对这个善
And he was able to face the challenge of bitter cup.
所以今天我们要做圣工
Today when we want to do holy work
总是要一些牺牲
We need to have some self-sacrifice
那如果我们有被圣灵充满
If we're filled with the Holy Spirit
你会发现 要做圣工要行善真的不困难
Then you know that it's not hard to do good deeds and to do holy work
那当我们去服侍神
And when we serve the Lord
我们看到神动工的果效
And we see the result of God moving inside others. We're filled with joy.
这就是新的生活。
And this is a new lifestyle.
为什么人不快乐?
How come some people can't be happy?
因为只爱自己。
Because they love only themselves.
所以你很怕这个被人占便宜，那个被人拿走。
You're afraid that other people will take advantage of you, or other people will take things away from you.
但是当我们开始去分享我们有的跟别人分享。
But if you share with other people what you have,
你会发现那个就是喜乐。
Then you know that that is joy.
但是这个需要有上头来的力量。
But we need to have power from above.
所以在基督里
So in Christ,
旧事已过。
The old have passed.
都变成新的。
Everything has become new.
因为我们已经变成新人。
Because we're new creations.
这个就是信仰的好处。
And this is a wonderful, the wonderful thing.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
在我们教会有圣灵。
In our church, we have the Holy Spirit.
祷告圣灵会降临。
And when we pray, the Holy Spirit will descend.
我会舌头会卷动说方言。
And our tongue will start to move, and we will start speaking in tongues.
这样跟神交通。
And we will start communicating with God.
圣灵会降在每个人身上。
And the Holy Spirit will descend upon each person.
你也可以跟我们一起祷告。
You can pray with us.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing you say is, in the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
然后重复念，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And you repeatedly say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray in one accord.
如果你要求圣灵，要求恩典，要接受按手祷告的，都欢迎你到前面来。
If you want to have preachers lay hands on you and receive grace and then ask for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray in one accord. Thank you.